Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Program. Brad Friedman, friendly citizen, blogger, investigative journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, in for Mike Malloy all week long. Broadcasting from the West Coast as the sun sets on the continent. With apologies to our friends up in Alaska and then out there in Hawaii. I'm glad you could join us here for our final hour. It's open lines. Anything you want to talk about, phone lines are filling up. I know folks want to talk about what happened there in South Carolina and with the interview with Vic Rall, who is just one. Desi just came in and said, what a nice guy. What one hell of a guy he is. He really is. And I do appreciate his standing up and fighting where so many candidates just roll over. Our phone numbers are 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. If you want to get in, these are your public airwaves. They don't belong to Clear Channel. They belong to you. So as I like to say, use them or lose them more than you already have. 877-520-1150. Chat room is still open at bradblog.com. And if you are in San Francisco, sorry, you're getting a lot of Brad tonight. I think you just heard the Green News Report with Desi and myself at the top of the hour. If you're in San Francisco, and if your station doesn't carry it, they should. You can listen to it at Brad. What is it? Green News. bradblog.com. But one of the things that we talked about on today's Green News Report is the fact that climate scientists yet again were cleared in yet another investigation following this bogus, phony, nonsense, complete and utter BS garbage that the right-wing nutosphere has called ClimateGate. And really, it's when I say the right-wing nutosphere, what I mean is the fossil fuel industry, which is fueling the right-wing nutosphere and fueling a lot of suckers and chumps out there to fall for this nonsense that, oh, climate change is a hoax. The scientists were lying. Remember, the stolen emails. The stolen emails from the scientists that Fox News dubbed ClimateGate. Of course, another study was done, and the scientists were cleared of all the charges. There were none. There was no manipulation of data. There was no faking data. It was all complete and utter nonsense, but it wasn't just Fox News. It was also CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, AP, Washington Post, all the rest of them. Oh, yeah, the liberal media who ran with this nonsense story of ClimateGate. And, of course, now that it's complete and utter nonsense, are those same outlets going wall-to-wall, you know, explaining that the scientists' names have been cleared? Of course not. Same thing happened with the Acorn nonsense. Complete and utter hoax. The Acorn pimp hoax killed the entire organization, much as ClimateGate killed, in many respects, the fight for clean climate and energy change legislation in the Senate, although it's coming anyway, I hope. David Roberts of Grist is going to be joining us tomorrow on the show to talk about climate change legislation as well as the BP disaster. But here's the deal that Simon Malloy wrote about this the latest scam, and it plays into the Acorn nonsense. It plays into the ClimateGate nonsense. Simon Malloy over at Media Matters was writing about this this new fake story that Fox News and Andrew Breitbart, the liar, has been pushing. Feel free to call in, Andrew. We'd love to hear from you. The new story about this the Black Panthers, this guy who was wielding a nightstick in Philadelphia during the 2008 election, and this is a great conspiracy. These are the conspiracy theorists, the people at Fox News, Glenn Beck and his buddies and Andy Breitbart. So it's a great conspiracy that Eric Holder didn't pursue the case further despite no complaints from voters, despite no evidence that there was any systematic issue here. This Black Panther jackass who was hanging out with a nightstick in front of the one pole somewhere in Philadelphia. This is a great conspiracy between Eric Holder and Barack Obama. Now that Acorn has been killed, they got to go after somebody, don't they? with their phony lies. Man, am I, I'm working so hard to not say the full word BS here tonight. I really am. keep your eye on the dump button in case I get into trouble, Tony. But yeah, here's how Simon Molloy put it, the reemergence of a very familiar pattern. One, right-wingers shout loudly about bogus story. Two, Fox News picks up bogus story, reports on it incessantly. Three, right-wingers and Fox News start complaining that, quote, liberal media are ignoring bogus story. Four, other outlets are shamed into covering bogus story. Mini frenzy ensues. Five, pundits credit Fox News for being, quote, ahead of the curve. Yeah, that's what happened at the New York Times on the Acorn story that was complete and utter. You got your finger on the button. Complete and utter BS. Six, responsible media outlets determine the bogus story is bogus long after the damage is already done. Seven, repeat. Everyone clear on that? That's the pattern. And while we don't expect Fox News to stop it, I would love to see New York Times, Washington Post, AP, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, and NBC stop it. Please? Pretty please? All right. Your calls on that, on the South Carolina situation, on anything you want, even on the immigration issue, which I think is a fake issue. That ought to get the right-wingers calling. I'd love to hear from you, really. I'm not like Mike. I'd like the right-wingers to call in. I don't mind. Let me see. Let me go to the phones here. Okay. Daryl is calling in from San Jose, New Mexico. Welcome to the Mike Molloy Show, Daryl.
Hey, hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
Hey, well, I'm in Santa Fe, actually. But
not San Jose?
Right.
I'm so firing Desi. Desi, she screwed it up.
But I just moved here a year ago. I'm a former resident of South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So when you talk about this Alvin Green, it strikes a personal note with me. And if you can't tell by my voice, I am African American.
Okay.
With all respect to the judge, this is truly put all voters, especially African Americans, between a rock and a hard place.
Why?
But I would not vote for this man if you paid me $10,000. He is obviously a plant. I don't think black people or any people will be better served even by Jim DeMint than this man. He can't even produce a bank statement showing that he paid the filing fee.
Yeah,
remotely legitimate candidate.
This was one of the points I didn't get to. Well, I wish I could have gotten to it with the judge, but that somehow Alvin Green came up with $10,440 and to be the filing fee. He's being investigated for this because a year ago or a few months ago, he claimed he was indigent. He needed a public defender to fight the obscenity charge. So where did he get the $10,440?
Well, he didn't pay for it. Any legitimate candidate, the very first thing they would do would be to show that, to show their legitimacy. I know this sounds conspiratorial. I almost suspect he's being blackmailed because of this, whatever this charge he had. But to say something, so no, I wouldn't vote for this man, and I vote for the Green Party. I hope the Green Party guy runs. He goes to black voters and tell them just what I just said.
He's running ClementsForSenate.com. But you said black voters are, and as a black voter yourself, you said that black voters are between a rock and a hard place. Why?
Well, because there'll be some sympathy for this man. There's a movement. You can look on the internet. Some people want to make this man to be a Mr. Smith out of Washington as proving that you can come from nowhere and beat the. I'd love for that to be true. It simply isn't true. There's a little fact that I'd like to throw out there, and anyone is welcome to look this up. It's right on Wikipedia that I have not seen mentioned on the major news. We at least know know that at least once in fairly recent history, 1990, we know that a black man has been paid to run in South Carolina by a political operative mm-hmm. named Rod Shealy, H-S-H-E-A-L-Y. You can look him up right on Wikipedia.
But, Daryl, here's the problem. You're right, and it's possible that someone paid him to run, although it does seem if you're going to pay to you know, to put a plant on the ballot, you're going to put someone who's, you know, kind of, you know, can string a sentence together, who might actually show up and be somewhat viable and not cause so many red flags. But even if he's a plant, Daryl, you just being on the ballot doesn't get you 60% of the vote.
That's true. I didn't say they were necessarily
right.
related.
Yeah.
It could be a plight, I mean. But I think this goes way deeper. I think the reason the Democratic Party made that decision is because they don't want to uncover what's really going on. Similar with Acar. I think this goes way deeper. When you get to who he's, if he's a plant, and I believe he is, I'm sure of it, then you get to the issue of who he's a plant is. I don't think anyone wants to unturn those stones. The Shealy man, whom I mentioned, who planted a black man to run against Arthur Ravenel, who's a very powerful name in South Carolina, was later fined a whopping $500,
well,
basically for attempting to rig an election.
Daryl, I got to get out for a break. I appreciate
okay.
your call. There is an investigation into that, and crew has...
It'll come to light after
after it's too late.
Right.
Thanks, Daryl. I got to run. More calls right after this.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw bowing through the cloudy sky. And up a cloudy draw.
All right, welcome back to the Moy Program. Good choice, Tone.
Their brands are still on
fire. Oh, it's Johnny Cash, too. Right. A little bit more of that later tonight. Right. By the way, for those who have been asking, no, have not heard back from Marcos Melitzis of Daily Coast. I'd love to talk to him about the bogus polls that he's been running at through no fault of his own from Research 2000 that he's been running over at Daily Coast, which he has now renounced. Thanking the fact that they've been releasing data, or that the raw data allowed people to find the fraud, an irony that I'm not sure if he yet appreciates when it comes to these voting systems and the fact that without the raw data, without any data, we can't discover fraud. Daily Coast has been terrible on this front. I would love to have Marcos on to talk about it. Don't make me come to Vegas, to Netroots. And no panel. I'm dying to go to Netroots and ask them, where's the election integrity panel? Does election integrity not matter? I hear there's an election this year. I don't get it. I don't get it. Call me a conspiracy theorist all you want. The evidence such that it exists is on my side. 877-520-1150. I'm happy to talk to you about anything you want. 877-520-1150. No, Alvin Green hasn't called in yet either. And I don't think we got any right-wingers to call in to tell me why the immigration issue is not a fake issue. I think it's a fake issue. But anyway, 877-520-1150. Let me get to Doug in Minneapolis. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Doug.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi there.
I just wanted to stay on the same subject. The last caller kind of talked about some of it, but
yeah.
I figure you're probably one of the leading authorities on all of this in the country, and I'd like to get your theory on who was behind it and what their motive and what they were motivated by. I just had a thought. That I'm wondering if it makes sense that it possibly could have been some kind of trial balloon,
mm-hmm.
saying that they would like put some, like do something that was so over the top and so obvious that the next time around when they do one, like, I don't know, like people will be softened up a little bit, or, you know, that's just one thought I had, but,
Well, look, yeah. The obvious villain here, if there is one, and I want to make it clear, I have no idea whether this election was stolen in South Carolina. No idea. There is no evidence, frankly, at least hard evidence, to prove that it was stolen or to prove that it was legitimate. And that's the problem. And that's the problem that the judge in his protest had to face. He had to go in there and prove that the election was not legitimate. There was, you know, the state was not required to prove that Alvin Green actually won. And that's a good thing because they couldn't have. There is no evidence for it. So, you know, I don't know if it was stolen or not, if there was bad guys involved here. All of the other theories seem to not work other than problems with the voting systems, either by malfunction or malfeasance. That said, if there was malfeasance here, you know, obviously you look at the Republicans, obviously you look at Jim DeMint, and people have said, well, why would Jim DeMint need to do that? Nobody had ever heard of Vic Raul either. That's not true. He didn't have a huge approval, not approval rating, the people who knew of him, name recognition in the state. But he had some, and the fact was there was a public poll. I originally thought it was internal, but a public poll which had him 7 points away from Jim DeMint, the incumbent Republican senator. That, you know, it was June now of this year. He's 7 points away in a year where incumbents are said to be under fire, and Jim DeMint's approval rating is less than 50%. Not a good place for an incumbent to be. So that would be the, you know, the first suspect, obviously. But other than that, we don't have any evidence, Doug.
Yeah, because I was under the impression I'd heard just what you said a few weeks ago. I heard that it was considered to be a slam dunk anyways, but...
Well,
so
you know
that,
what?
So that's interesting.
That's
that
what a lot
really,
of people
really was pretty close.
Yep, that's what a lot of people have been led to believe by the bad media out there. There is a poll to put them in around 7 points. I appreciate the call, Doug. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, more of your calls at 877-520-1150. Brad in for Malloy coming into our final half hour. Dedicated to our friends south of the border. You know, I haven't gotten any right-wingers call. Yeah, I said that this immigration issue is phony, is fake. I thought I would get some right-wingers calling in and tell me how I was wrong, but they're not calling. I don't get it. I mean, after all, in Arizona, it's the kidnapping capital of the world. Crime is through the roof. People are being beheaded every 2 to 3 minutes on the street corners out there in Phoenix. I can't believe that the right-wingers haven't called in to tell me I'm wrong about this being a fake issue. Oh, well, 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Going to talk about anything you want to talk about. Got a bunch of folks who want to talk about what happened in South Carolina. And so let me, that primary election and all kinds of election problems and everything else. So let me pick one. Who's not on that? Here we go. Yassine in Orlando. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. You must turn down your radio, sir.
What's up, man?
What's up, Yassine?
What are your opinions on Michael Steele?
He's funny. Don't you think?
Yeah, like, I can't stand half the stuff he says. It's funny, though. He's a moron. Like, that's what makes him funny.
That is what makes him funny. He's damned entertaining, and he's crazy. But what's odd here is he's less crazy than the party he leads, and that is that's saying quite a bit.
That is true.
Thanks for the call, Yasin.
No problem.
See ya. Take care of Orlando down there. All right, let's get to Blaine. There we go. Oh, wait. Nope. Wrong. Wait. There we go. Oh, man. Did I just hang up on everybody? Hey, Dave. I just hung up on whoever I just hung up on. My apologies. Call back. There's some open lines. Dave in Blaine, Washington.
Yeah,
my apologies.
High-ranking election officials in Kentucky were found guilty. The network media like CNN and the like just completely under the radar. I mean, these are superintendents, a circuit court judge,
and the county clerk.
Yeah. A county clerk. I mean, wow.
Yeah. And that happened on the same voting machines that they used down there in South Carolina. And they're still using them in Kentucky. They're going to be using them in the Rand Paul election down there. And I tried to get Rand Paul on the air last time I was covering here for Mike Malloy. And they kept telling me, oh, yeah, he'll come. And then he never came on the show. And he was running, by the way, in the primary against the Secretary of State.
These Republicans think they're going to get in by default, thinking that and a lot of the media is helping, create this phony, environment where everybody's pissed off at Obama, or whatever the narrative is for the day, Monday through Friday, that's contributing to all this confusion with these teabaggers, and they don't even know where their allegiances lie.
Well, you know what? There are reasons to be ticked off at Obama, frankly.
Yeah, you're right.
But,
you're absolutely right.
But those issues actually are not covered legitimately. I mean, we hear, death panels about Obama. There needs to be some real criticism of Obama, frankly. We try to bring it to you every night here and on Brad Blog and everywhere else. But instead, we have to suffer these phony debates about immigration, about death panels, about he's not mad enough about BP. Oh, he's taking too long to decide about Afghanistan. I mean, phony arguments, Dave.
It really is. Yep. And I'm hopeful that shows like yours, you guys are just ripping the veneer right off, and people, the majority that thankfully for Obama, helped him become president is still there. I consider, the quiet, the silent majority.
Well, they're silent and silenter because they're peeling away, Dave, and we need to, Obama needs to get his act together.
Well,
frankly,
we have Alan Grayson, we have Patty Murray, we have Dennis Kucinich that's still there, even though the media, won't talk to them very much.
Well, yeah. Well,
but hopefully that'll change.
Yeah, well, it's not a lot. Frankly, the Democrats, they ought to be out there demanding every damn day to pass climate legislation, renewable energy legislation now with this backdrop in the Gulf. And the fact that they are not doing that, Dave, I got to hold their feet to the fire, too. We ain't like the Republicans around here, giving everyone a pass. It's accountability.
Republicans want to be the ones spending the money. That's why they're pissed, because they don't have their World War III that they wanted during Bush.
Yeah, well, they do have it. That's the problem, Dave. They do have it. We're continuing these wars. There's no sight of getting out.
But it almost seems like they're using Afghanistan and Somalia and Haiti, and not to sound conspiratory or anything, but to funnel not our country, but just this network around the planet that's, feeding off of petroleum and war.
That's it.
And funneling money. However they're doing it, I don't know the specifics, but my gut tells me that this is what's going on. And now, thankfully, we saw some headlines today, on Rachel's show and Keith's show, but it's just a glimmer, but it's insidious what's happening.
It is, Dave. Here was 2 weeks ago on Meet the Press, Tom Ricks, author of Fiasco and The Gamble, who is actually in favor of continuing this war in Afghanistan, says if we get out now, it will be an endless war. I'm not sure I agree there, but he did hit one point correctly, and you may have nailed it, Dave. Let me play this clip for you.
20 seconds, Tom. How does it end?
I don't think it does. I think we have landed in the middle of the Middle East, for better or worse, in a way that none of us expected us to. I think the war in Afghanistan was made much worse by the distracting war in Iraq, which never should have happened.
Yeah.
But we are dealing with phenomena in the Middle East that's going to be crucial to this country as long as we're dependent on Middle East oil. So the best exit strategy I can think of is emphasize alternative fuels.
Bingo. Emphasize alternative fuels. And the fact that the Democrats aren't out there every day with the best backdrop they will ever have in their life to pass clean energy legislation, we got to hold them accountable. No more excuses for them, Dave.
No, so but there, it's such a slow, it's excruciating how slow the process is. You know, it's screaming, you know. You know, they need those, you know, those Democrats and whoever that are just shaking in their knees because they don't want to, you know, sacrifice their job. You know, they have health care for the rest of their life. You know, step aside and let somebody else, you know, that's an Al Grayson type that's just going to, you know, get these pieces of legislation, you know, pushed through.
And we love Grayson. We got to hold their feet to the fire and stop worrying so much about the teabaggers. They're crazy. I got to run, Dave. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And, you know, then, of course, it's the media as well. Hold the media's feet to the fire. And let's get some more goddamn progressive radio on the air, shall we? Luoptifer, 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Our friend Luoptifer is on line four here from the Great Northeast. That's the only thing you'll tell us about your undisclosed location, sir?
Oh, you know about that satellite aimed at me.
Okay. Put on your tinfoil hat. Hey, how are you, sir? Welcome to the show. What's up?
Oh, not much. Just a lot. Actually, you brought up another topic. I was originally intending to talk about South Carolina a bit more, but your last topic is a great one, and one of the ones that I wanted to sort of an idea I've wanted to advance, I'm trying to, is the idea that what we're facing in the Gulf of Mexico is the equivalent, is a world-class 9/11 event.
Yep.
I don't see, I see it more 9/11 than 9/11 was.
Yeah. No, it is. We will never have a moment like this. Well, God, I hope we don't. But there will never be a more perfect moment. It should be. They should be dealing with this the way the Bush administration dealt with 9/11, which is to say they turned on a dime, they created this terror war. Whatever you think about 9/11, whatever you think about the policies, and they were horrible, but they turned on a dime, they took that disaster, however it came about, and said, we are beginning a war on terror. It starts here. It starts now. It's going on forever, yada, yada, yada.
And
that's
we're
what,
remorphing it into to make Saddam look like Osama bin Laden.
Of course, that's right. And it was nonsense. The way they did it was nonsense. But my point is,
it was a perfect guess, perfect pivot.
They made the pivot, and they turned the entire government, the entire country, and the entire world into fighting this terror war. You know, rightly or wrongly, that's what they did. Obama, the Democrats need to turn this event in BP, turn it for the world, the country, the entire planet into fighting for clean energy. Now we're done with the fossil fuels. Over from this day forward, everything changes.
Exactly.
That's what needs to happen.
That's the way I wrote about it. Was it's the day the world changed.
Do you want? I got to run, Luoptifer. You want to tell us where you wrote about it?
It was actually on E Pluribus Media.
E Pluribus Media.
Yeah, if you look for something like 4-01-2010, BP's 9/11.
Very good, sir. Check out E Pluribus Media. Appreciate the great work you're doing over there, Luoptifer.
Great. You too. Talk with you later.
Thank you, brother. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let me see how many calls I can get to here really quick because I want to get as many as I can in. Let's see. Nick from San Francisco. Welcome.
Hey, I'm a loyal KTLK listener. I'm just up here on business. You know why they're called teabaggers, don't you?
Well, can you?
Clown posse was already taken.
Okay. Well done. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Hurry home and enjoy Green 960 up there until you get back here to K-Talk. All right. We got to get to a break. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Tony, I heard some music, didn't I? You went? That's okay. No. Okay. All right, let me give one more call in, then we're going to go to a break. Our friend Dave in Humboldt County, welcome to the Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brad, one caller here that wants to leave no question whatsoever. I do not think of voting machines as inaccurate, undependable, unreliable. I think of voting machines as deliberately put there to be used by neocons who intend to rig elections, who are stealing our democracy. That's one man's opinion. I very much appreciate your investigative efforts.
I thank you, sir, for using your public airwaves to get your voice and your opinions heard. Much appreciated, Dave. Thank you, sir. Stay safe up there. All right. Now we'll go to a break. Light it up, Tone. We're coming back with a few more of your calls, 877-520-1150. Try to keep them as short as sweet as you can, and I'll get in everybody, maybe, if the gods are with us. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy all week long. Tomorrow night, as I said, David Roberts from Grist, and maybe Dean Logan of the L.A. County Registrar. Much more. Stay ahead.
Soon you'll find you're running out of time. It won't be long. Till all your...
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
we would never do that, would we?
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind.
I am sorry.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
All right, our last few minutes here on The Malloy Show tonight. Going to try to get to everybody I can on the phones here, but I do want to send out my thanks to engineer Tony Sorrentino. Tony, you rock, brother. Good stuff. Good music. The best, really. Producer Desi Doyen. Also screening the calls and doing Green News tonight, triple duty. Jeannie Dean over at the bradblog.com chat room. Thank you, JD. And, of course, to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to stink up the joint in their absence, which I'll continue to do for the next week. So I hope you'll stay with us. Also, if you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, stay tuned for Head On Radio with Bob Kincaid. Hereafter. Oh, and my thanks to Ernie Canning and Judge Vic Rall, our guests tonight. Okay, I'm going to fly through these calls, try to get to everybody. Dwayne in Portland, Maine. What's your thoughts, sir? Very quickly.
Brad, I want to thank you for the work you're doing. You're performing a public service. I really think the Internet is the last bastion of true journalism. And I think one of the things we need to really be concerned with, this is a perfect example of what I think of the work that you do. First they, it was Gandhi who said this, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, and then you win. And I see you as winning. I see we're winning because of the work you're doing. It's true investigative journalism, and I think that so often people who fancy themselves progressives and think they're so enlightened and aware are so concerned with looking legitimate and joining the club that what we do is we let the stealth radicalism of the mainstream corporate media go unaddressed. We cannot be concerned with joining the club and being looked at as legitimate by the usual suspects, because while we're looking at Glenn Beck,
yeah,
and we're concerned with Rush Limbaugh's latest insane statement, the New York Times, the Washington Post are cheerleading for war. And nobody's addressing it.
Yep.
Nobody's addressing the fact that the mainstream media doesn't ever look at Don Siegelman. And the Justice Department doesn't deal with it. And Obama doesn't deal with it because he's afraid to deal with it. And everything in the mainstream media, in the establishment media, is framed in terms of what the corporations want.
Thanks.
It's completely distorted.
I hear you, Dwayne. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your kind words and your thoughts. And if it wasn't for the fact that Glenn Beck has co-opted the Gandhi quote too, one of these nights they fight you, then you win and ignore you, blah blah blah. One of these nights I'll start channeling Glenn Beck. Yeah, I can do that. And sometimes I do. So we got to be quick about this. David in Montana, welcome to the show, sir. What's on your mind in 15 or 30 seconds?
Thank you. Terrorism is being used as as a cattle prod to corral nations first. And then also, I think South Carolina deal is the people are just fed up and disgusted with the incumbents, and they voted for anybody they didn't recognize.
Yeah, but Vic Raul wasn't recognized. Only 18% knew him, and he wasn't an incumbent. And, by the way, they didn't vote for Alvin Green on the paper-based absentee ballot, so go figure.
I just think that people just knew that this guy was a nobody, and they voted for him.
They knew he was a nobody. All right. Thanks, Dave. Your theory is as good as anybody else's. I don't think we should have to theorize about elections. I think we should be able to have evidence as to who won or lost, but they call me crazy. Frank from West Hills, California. What's up, Frank?
Well, voting machines are illegal due to the fact that since the law requires a recount, you can't recount a voting machine unless you have a paper trail. So I don't know why they don't bring that issue legally. Voting machines are illegal. How can you count a number if you don't have a paper trail?
Because this is the U.S. of A., 2010, and the courts have said, oh, well, push the button. That's good enough for us. We'll take the recount. That's what they do, Frank. I know. It's insane. Insane.
What court said that? The Supreme Court?
It's never gone to the Supreme Court. It actually went to the High Court in Germany, and they agreed with you. They said, no, can't do it. These are illegal. And they stopped using those electronic machines in Germany and in Denmark and in Ireland. But here, they're just fine, Frank. I got to go, but I hear you. They ought to be illegal. We ought to throw them in the Gulf and fill up the gusher with them. Thanks,
Frank.
I don't
know if we should do that, but at least throw them in the dump.
Thanks, brother. Got to go. Let's go to Steve in Burbank. 10 seconds, sir. What's up?
Yes, Brad, if the bagger conservatives are so hot about their ideology, why can't we get them to challenge their icons to go on to the liberal media, that is mainstream broadcast, and debate guys like you, guys like Tom Harbin, racial against Beck, Hannity, Limbaugh, et al.
Bring them on. Send them emails.
Right.
Send them my Twitter feed. I'm at Steve. I got to go.
Okay.
They can follow me at the Brad Blog on Twitter or bradblog.com. Hey, Rich, truth is all in Delray Beach, Florida. My apologies. Let me give you 15 seconds to plug your book on election fraud. Go, Rich.
Okay, thank you very much.
Go, quick.
Real quick. This whole R2K, Research 2000
up. Rich, hit your book. Give us the website.
All right, richardcharnon.com, the name of the book, Proving Election Fraud.
You can find it over at Amazon. Thanks, Rich.
All over the place.
Gotta go. See you tomorrow night, America. Keep it lit.